Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Okay, so we're going to keep it positive today in the art of people being sick.
Yeah, I like that.
The positive question of the day is, what instantly makes your heart melt? Instantly. And I'll go first because for me, it's kids. Kids yeah. below the age of 13. Let's be real. No offense, Owen, if you're listening. Once they're over 13, they're jerks, okay?
Past that point. Even like 10, 11, you're like, okay, all right,
they,
all right.
Yeah, they might as well be adults at that. I mean, Hudson like makes fun of me. You're right. Over 10, forget it.
Past 10.
Ten and under, kids make my heart melt immediately.
But past 10, you're too opinionated, bro.
Past 10, you get the middle finger emoji if you can talk back to me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I'm going to go with little kids make my heart melt. What makes your heart melt instantly? Positive thoughts today, everybody.
All right, y'all. You guys are going to make fun of me, but I don't even care.
What?
Something that makes my heart instantly melt, kittens. Kittens.
You like kittens?
In particular, kittens. I know, like, puppies, baby animals, they're adorable, mm-hmm. but do not put a kitten in front of me. I will say kitten. I will say kitten. I will say baby kitty cat. I will say, come
kitty,
here.
Kitty, kitty,
Bruh, baby kittens, for whatever reason, just make me warm and fuzzy inside.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's kittens for you. Not even puppies. Nope. It's kittens.
Puppies are adorable, but they're a little like, la, 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 la. You know, kittens are explorative, they're inquisitive, they're pouncy. I'm thinking of our cat, aka my first pet ever, Granite, G-Thang, G-Baby.
Granite was your first pet ever, the three-legged cat?
Our three-legged cat.
She became three-legged after you had her, obviously, but I don't know if I remembered that she was your first pet.
She's only been three-legged for about a year. We actually just passed the year anniversary of it all happened.
Oh, the trauma.
the trauma. Oh, the trauma. But our three-legged cat used to be four-legged, and she used to be a kitten. And when we got her, bro, I'm talking about she was the most adorable. I'm thinking of the times when I used to, like, play with her with little toys, and I trained her basically like a puppy. So if I could get another kitten just like that, my world is melted. My melted is world.
I knew what you meant. 414-533-1037. We're talking what makes your heart melt instantly. For me, it's kids. I love kids. I don't know. I mean, I love kids more than I loved being married. Oh, my kids didn't hear
that. Whoa.
My kids.
Them babies are adorable.
In hindsight, okay? In hindsight, DZ. At the time, I didn't know. Listen, what makes your heart melt? DZ, it is kittens.
You don't gotta say it like that.
What? Why?
I'm joking. I'm joking.
Makes you sound soft or
no,
what?
No. I'm a man. I like strong kittens.
Somebody wrote in something so inappropriate about you liking cats. I'm just going to move on with my life.
We'll take your calls and texts.
He's married to a woman.
Next.
Of course he likes cats. Yes, please. Hit the button.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So we're talking about what makes your heart melt instantly. For me, it's little kids. I love kids.
I feel
you. Once they become adults, they're punks like me and you.
You're right, though. Little kids are adorable.
They're cute.
They're interested and wondrous about the world.
For you, it's kittens, and whoever texted in, what makes my heart melt instantly? Tacos. Mwah! Chef's kiss.
Yeah, you're my spirit animal for sure. Yeah,
nobody gets upset at that.
I didn't know food was an option, but tacos make my heart melt too. Ditto.
You know what? Let's go to Leone. Let's start with her first in Milwaukee. She's our flower lady, so when she got her theme song, she picked Flowers by Miley Cyrus. Literally decorates the city with flowers. Some of those flower displays you see throughout the city. Hey, Leon.
That's Leon.
Hi, Leon. She does this every time. It's like she mutes us or something, and then it takes 5 minutes to get her on.
Yeah, for real. Look, is she jamming
this
to her song?
Last time Leon did this to us.
Leon. Oh, all right, hold on, Leon.
Put her on hold.
Yep, you already know.
Fine. You want to go to Shoop? Let's go to John Shoop next. How's that?
I guess we just go run theme songs.
Just move it along. What the hell? I'll read some texts. John Shoop, good morning.
You there, Shoop, baby.
Good morning.
Thank you.
How's everybody doing?
Hey.
We doing, big dog.
Somebody texted in, when a girl gives me intimate feelings for me, it melts my heart. Love.
Oh, hey, when Aaron tells me I look good, I'm handsome or something, yeah, my heart gets a little irritably melted.
Aw, and then Tammy in Sussex wrote in and said, an old bookstore, the older the better, melts her heart. Well, look at you guys getting all deep. I love it.
All right, Shoop, what melts your heart, man? Talk to us.
Don't say math. Don't say math.
Numbers?
Yeah, numbers. Thanks.
No, for real, for real. What melts your heart?
No, huge baseball fan. And whenever I go to a ballpark, whenever I see a mom and her boy, or a mom and her child, and they're keeping score, everything else, like, those are the people I give the, you know, the foul balls to.
Those
are the things that melt my heart. Like, I have so many experiences going to a ballpark with my mom.
Yeah.
And everything else. Those are the things that melt my heart. 100%.
I'm with you on that one.
It's the nostalgia for you, John Shoup. It's the core memory. It's the
thinking about. He sees himself in that child.
What he did with your mom. Yeah.
Because you always have to pick out that kid. Like, if you catch a foul ball, you know, I'm 42. I don't need a foul ball. You always find the kid that's sitting with their parents, and you give them the foul ball. That's what you got to do.
Good guy right there, man. Shoup.
Absolutely.
You just melted my heart.
Thanks, Shoop. Have a great day.
Hey, you too, guys. Thank you.
Peace, man. Appreciate you.
DZ, guess what the texts say?
What?
Ryan in Calabama wrote in, baby goats.
Especially if they're doing yoga.
And then right above that, I know this is Mike in Hartford because it says unsolicited affirmations from Eileen, their little daughter, where she says, Daddy, you're the best. Daddy, I love you. Stuff like that. Yes, it's unsolicited and they look at you and they go, you're the best. I love you.
As much as I agree,
it's
usually either pre or posted by something that you wish they hadn't done.
Or a cookie. Or you bribe them with a cookie.
Or they want something from you. It's like adorable, but I'm on to your tactics, youngins.
Exactly. Should we go back to Leon or hit up Michelle in Hartford? What do you say, DZ?
I say Michelle.
All right, let's hit up Michelle in Hartford.
Also got her theme song.
We've been on fire with theme songs lately.
You're not wrong. Morning, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Good morning.
If people can't get in, it's Michelle's fault.
Why is it always my fault?
Because you were trying to get a theme song and you got one.
Touché.
Okay, I'll take that one.
All right, John, Michelle.
Shoup, you melted my heart. Shoup came on.
Right?
So, I know. The smell of a newborn baby.
Especially a clean Pampers. Those diapers smell the best. I'm telling you what. The clean Pampers, I don't know why. They're not like a Huggy. Yep. They're expensive. Michelle, pay for the smell.
I think Michelle wins. I ain't going to lie. The smell of a newborn baby is the absolute most bestest thing in the world. It might even be better than kittens. Y'all not wrong.
Honestly.
It's so sweet. It's so innocent, I think, because there's nothing. It's so true.
Shakira in Racine wrote in also newborn babies, and then she also said, and a bride reveal on her wedding day. Tears of joy melt my face.
100%.
These are all so good.
And I love it how it's just the bride. It's not like the bride and the groom.
The groom ain't melting nothing, man. Yeah.
He's not obviously. Crying.
He might cry, but he ain't melting no hearts. I'll tell you that.
Nope. All right, Michelle, have a great day.
Bye.
She's so funny.
Her laugh is infectious. I love it.
My goodness. Is Leon still there or not?
You want to try one more time?
Why not? Why not?
Leon. You even get the theme song played twice.
Can you hear me?
Yes!
All right.
Verizon checking in. I can hear you now.
Okay, perfect.
Can you hear me?
That's hilarious. You guys are funny. I'm sure it doesn't surprise you, but I love sunflowers because they reach towards the sun, and they always make me happy.
You know what? I am a sun girl. I love sunflowers. I don't know why I didn't just make that my favorite flower. I didn't think about it reaching out towards the sun and all that. They're just unique around here, you know? We only get them every now and then.
Right. I just love them. You know, they just make me happy.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you put it like that, Leon, who's going to argue with you there?
Well, and they're yellow.
Amen for that. You know how I am. Happy... That's why I'm the flower girl.
You are our flower girl, the flower child, if you will.
Aww. All right,
Leo. 100%.
Thanks
all right,
for
have a
sharing.
Great day.
You too.
You bet.
Bye.
Bloom away.
Oh, she said bloom away. Now I feel like reaching towards the sun today, y'all.
Should somebody tell her it's almost winter?
No, let's let her live in her own bliss for now.
Me too. I'm with her on that one, boy.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Okay, so every single day you help the masses, and then we make it even worse by piling on.
Yeah, wait, no, wait, what? I see what you did there.
Oh, you almost made me snort. I've been snorting a lot lately.
Well, I will say I try my best, but I'm not a medical or therapeutic professional. I'm not meant to give genuinely good advice all the time. None taken. Because I just tell you what I think. Whether you like it, whether you agree, that's on you and y'all's. But this is why we open it up and let everybody not compete, but give their 2 cents, if you will.
Well, what's the problem today?
Jake hit us and wants to know if he should ask if they're official. Yeah.
Oh, if who's official? Him and his girl?
Oh, yeah.
Or boy or whatever he's doing?
Right. Either one. But it's a lady. For Jake, it's a lady in this scenario. Okay. And he says, Allie and DZ, I've been dating this girl for almost 9 months. She's sweet, reassuring. We've been really good together and surprisingly comfortable with each other for both having deep relationship trauma from prior experiences.
Hmm.
To be honest, she's become basically my best friend.
Aww.
So after 4 months of seeing one another, we talked and agreed that we would stop talking to other people. However, despite all this, we never really talked about if we were officially exclusive.
Oh, here we go.
You can tell where this is going.
Been there, done that.
Jake said, I brought it up to her lightly, and it really hasn't gone anywhere with her. Is this normal? Should I just trust the moment we're in? Or should I sit her down for a deeper conversation about our relationship? I feel like I should include that we don't live together currently, but we spend the majority of our time together. What should I do? Jake.
I could tell they didn't live together because it sounds like they're just breaking through the best friend part of the serious relationship.
He didn't have to say they didn't live together. We picked up on that, big dog.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. If you talked about you're not seeing other people, you're exclusive. I don't understand. What's the difference?
You know what I'm...
Not seeing other people together. They're the same thing. Unless the door's open for somebody to come in and date you if they want. But if you're straight up saying, I'm not going to see anyone else and you're not going to see anyone else, that's the same as saying we're exclusive. I don't understand.
It's different.
What's the difference?
It's different in my opinion. They're probably young. It doesn't say age, but they're not at our adulthood threshold where we're like, what is the difference? Because I agree with you. I think the conversation y'all had on the front end was we're exclusive. We're done talking to other people,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. One thing if it's, I'm only seeing you as of now.
Yeah.
But that might change. It's another when you're like, no, really, let's just see each other. Then you're only with each other.
Can I tell you what it is?
Yeah.
They're not talking to other people, but they're not necessarily referring to each other as boyfriend and girlfriend.
This is the classic situationship in 2024.
This is a situationship.
This is it, where everyone's confused.
Yeah.
And then nobody knows what's going on if somebody branches out. Because, no, we're exclusive, but we're not together. What does that mean?
The official part. The exclusivity is there.
That's the situation part where they try to take ownership of you over you.
Ooh.
But you haven't established you're together.
Oh.
So it's like, but that's where everybody muddies it and gets away with screwing around and cheating.
Well, that's the problem.
They don't have that conversation, but they go, but we're only together. But then it's like, well, we were exclusive, but
not official. We were exclusive, but not official.
That doesn't make any sense.
Thank you.
This is what we go through with situationships. I feel like I'm speaking for the masses right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they see something shiny, and they go, oh.
Well, yeah.
We never talked about being together. I know we weren't seeing other people, but there was no conversation.
Technically, wasn't my boyfriend.
Like the mental warfare with situationships, we're in it right now, dude. This is it.
It's because it makes it easier to part ways. When you don't have any quote-unquote stamped official, You can be as exclusive as you want to be for a lot of these young relationships. But if somebody of more interest comes about, they're prone to follow shiny, right? Especially young relationships. 9 months is not enough to dictate the rest of your life. It really isn't that long.
It's not even a year. You can't even, I mean, you're not even together.
But he's in it. He's invested. Yeah. And Jake, I think, genuinely wants to create a relationship, only be boyfriend and girlfriend, and go long haul with this. He's saying, she's basically my best friend. I'm trying to create something. I got advice from my mans.
Wait, hold on. Whoever texted in, maybe you should buy her a silver promise ring.
Y'all are... I can't stand y'all sometimes.
That was amazing. If you heard Am I the Jerk yesterday, you get the reference, and I'll just leave it at that. Okay, I love our listeners, man. From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Nice poll, whoever texted that in. And thank you for listening to the whole show.
Facts. Big facts.
All right, what's your advice? You going to give it now?
I'll give it next. I think we all compile our advice together, and then I'll just be better than you guys.
All right, perfect. Let's talk to everybody next. I'm going to ignore what you just said, DZ, and move along, but we're going to take your calls and text next.
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so the problem is, what was his name again? I can't even remember.
Jake,
that's right. Jake, not from State Farm.
No, different Jake.
Jake has been seeing this girl. They agreed that they weren't seeing other people.
But never officially exclusive, though.
This is this stupid situationship stuff we all get into if we're single and dating.
The young relationships in the single dating life, bro. Yeah.
Do you want to give your advice first, EZ? What do you think he should do?
I think my boy should go all out. And what I mean by that is really make a show out of it. Basically, everything but a proposal, right? Mm-hmm. But the ring. You need balloons. You need flowers. You need a romantic getaway. And you need to ask her to be official. So don't sit her down and have some conversation. Y'all have been rocking long enough. You know enough of what she likes. And if you don't, y'all shouldn't be together.
I agree. After 9 months, if you're saying she's your best friend, you don't know what she likes, she's not your best friend.
My boy needs to make a show. Because a slight conversation.
We're so clingy and attachment. Clingy?
No, not like that. What I'm talking about is really profess your interest in becoming officially exclusive, whether that's on Facebook or real life, or whether you want to meet each other's parents and families, whatever that is, bro, go all out for it, because you're at a threshold. 9 months is a threshold where you're close to a year, but the relationship could also flop.
I agree. You're either going to be together or not at this point.
Exactly.
Right?
And if you want to be together, make it official in the best way you can. Go all out.
You can text or call 414-533-1037. Carl in Indy, who listens on the Odyssey app, he texted and he said, love takes time and love takes work. And the very least, you know, the other person, you have literally have no idea what or who that person is. But if you've been committed to each other, then hell yeah, you should be together officially. Well, we agree, Carl.
Yeah, we do agree,
What are they doing? Why are they keeping the door open for? What's going on here?
Man, I don't know.
Fine. Well, Shelly's on the east side. Shelly, let's hit her up.
Morning.
Day three.
Good morning.
Hey, Shelly.
How's it going?
Good.
It's going. It's going. I can tell you and some of the others aren't regulars yet. We're going to get our
We'll find our flow.
Our flow, that's for sure.
Working on it.
Shelly, what do you think?
He should definitely have a conversation with her somehow, however he wants to do it. Just because I was in a similar situation, I didn't say anything, and I caught him cheating. So
there's a situationship right there.
Yeah.
Man.
So I think we're, I mean, and I don't even think the conversation is warranted. Y'all have talked plenty. Y'all spend y'all time together. Just ask. Make it a date. Make it a whole experience. Pick a number that's special to y'all. Forget the conversation. I'm sorry, Shelly. You know we love you, but the conversation is washed. That's over. Mm-hmm. Conversation been had. Now you just got to make her your girl.
Let me guess, Shelly, you didn't have that talk and then he cheated and said, but we're not together.
Pretty much.
Been there, done that, DZ. Well, you've seen it all with your own eyes.
And this is why I'm telling my mans to go all out.
I'm telling you what. All right, Shelly, you have a great day. We'll talk to you later.
Too. Tomorrow's
talk
day to tomorrow. Four. Oh, yikes. With a better correlation, dog. I hate that drummed up some sad feelings.
I know. Well, Gavin's in West Bend. These are the days of our lives, DZ. They drum up old feelings, okay?
Gavin, are you swimming through memory lane, or you got some advice for Jake? What's up?
Yeah, I've been thinking. I feel like they are dating, but I think Jake has to have a good conversation with them to get their priorities right. But he also has to show her, like, she's special to him.
He's
like,
invested,
he's the only one.
Yeah. Maybe she's doubting, like, that his part. True commitment, and that's why she's like, oh, haha, no, we're exclusive, we're exclusive.
Well, Gavin said, show her she's the only one. Show her. Do something.
Thank you.
Do something.
Yeah, mm-hmm. My dog.
Show her that you want to just her. I agree with that, for sure. Some kind of gesture. That would be nice. And then she would be like, okay, we're going above and beyond now. We're going to relationship status.
Gavin basically said, get a neck tattoo of her name. Right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Thank you, Gavin.
Okay,
see?
Gavin. Okay. You and DZ both. Enough. Goodbye.
Well, I'll let you later, fam. Peace, man.
This escalated quickly. He's just trying to see if it's his girl or not. Now they got a neck tattoo.
What else professes love like a neck tat of your partner's name?
That's pretty professing.
Yeah.
I can't even say it clearly because it makes me uncomfortable. I'm like, don't you dare. Adrian is in Milwaukee. Day 2 calling in for Adrian.
Let's go. We on the road. Morning.
Morning.
Hi, what do you think?
You know what? Clarity.
Clarity?
I mean, everybody wants it. If you're not, then you get a situation like the last call where she figured it was exclusive, but he was out still messing around.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Get the clarity for both of y'all, because in the end, either one's going to be hurt or both.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and how do you go about having clarity, man? Well, I know we're all saying have this conversation, have that talk. But Adrian, they've had conversations. They've had talks. He's tried to bring it up. The clarity he's going to get is by stop questioning and start genuinely asking.
He's probably dropped the hints during a movie or a TV show.
Right, that's what I'm thinking.
Sit down during while y'all are eating something without a TV, without a radio, something. That's when you have a talk. Literally. Look, you're not going to, unless you have that talk, like, physically, hell, even go for a walk. Sorry about that. Didn't mean to say hell.
You can say hell. It's fine.
We appreciate it.
Even my kid tries to say hell. Are you kidding me?
You know what I mean? Like, over dinner, go for a walk. Do something where your y'all's attention is one-on-one, not 1-on-12.
Adrian, we have a lot of texts, actually. Catherine in Waukesha said maybe she has no idea the door's even open. Communicate, people. Like, that she has no idea that, you know.
I don't
like, everybody says, you know, honesty, trust are, like, the biggest things. And they are. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. But the top one, the number one in any relationship, I don't care if you've been together for 6 months or 6 years. Communication.
Mm-hmm.
Without that, if you don't have communication,
you're screwed. Yeah, you're absolutely
screwed. You might as well just shake the dice and here's my money.
Here's my money.
Honestly, Adrian. You're not wrong at all.
Hey, so, not at all.
So thank you for calling, Adrian.
Like me, thank you. Because I know with me, I'll tell you now, I was in a relationship at one point. Uh-huh. I got out of a 5-year. The girl that I met, she wanted a relationship. I was honest with her from the start. I'm not looking for one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, with that said...
And then later, you spent a lot of time together, and she went, but wait, aren't we in a relationship?
No, actually, we both sat down, and we made it official. We had that clarity.
Okay.
So, you told her you didn't want a relationship, and then later, you made it official.
Because they were able to have a conversation about, hey, I'm in a different place now, and I do want a relationship, and it happens to be with you.
Aww.
If only more people were like you, Adrian.
And actually talked.
Actually,
yeah.
And look, if it wasn't for her... I'd probably be somewhere else.
Well, you're better than Tony and Racine, who texted in, take her to Sybaris. Knock it off, Tony!
Hey, listen. Ain't nothing wrong with Sybaris. That's one-on-one time, too.
Maybe that's where he makes it official. Who knows?
Sybaris?
At this rate, bruh, you know what, Jake? Take her to Sybaris, man.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Chris wants to know if he's the jerk for keeping $20 after he found a wallet on the street. Hold on, though.
I'm listening.
You listen to your evil laugh, DZ. Listen to that.
I realize it came out evil, but you're right. It was evil laugh. I guess y'all know which way I'm leaning already. No, I'm listening. Unbiased and listening.
All right, Allie and DZ, I was out with friends last weekend, and I found a wallet in the middle of the street by the bars, so I picked it up. I found the ID inside, saw the man had about $100 total. So I figured he didn't get robbed. He just dropped it probably. So the next day I drove to his address and dropped it off. But I told him in his Ring camera I was keeping $20 for gas. Am I the jerk for taking money out of the wallet I found? Chris. All
right. Maybe so, I'm laughing because I kind of knew some of the context and premise, right? But
yeah, you knew he was gonna rob. The guy didn't get robbed till Chris found the wallet. And then Chris robbed the guy.
Till Chris said, I'm going to just take 20, big dog.
Okay, first of all, it was so kind of him to drive it over there. But who entitled him to $20 out of that man's wallet? Nobody.
Really?
Nobody.
That's where you're going?
You could have gotten on Facebook or the internet and looked for the guy. But you drove it over there and then went, and I'm keeping money because I drove it here. Not your money to take, my guy. I don't care if you found it.
How far did he drive, though? That's my question.
I don't know. You know, that would have been a great point to add, Chris.
The good Samaritan in Chris went, man, yeah, I just drove your wallet over, but yeah. I'm also on E, and I kind of got to get back to the north side.
Well, then, Chris, who said Chris is going? We don't know where Chris is coming from or where he's going. Knock it off. Chris could have just looked him up.
Chris could have walked over. They were neighbors, bro, for all
what
we
if?
Know.
And then he took $20.
But he grabbed 20 out the wallet. I know this is going to sound really, really negative.
Because he told them he took it.
I think not the jerk. It was a good Samaritan move. He returned the wallet. He didn't take the full 100.
Yeah.
He could have taken the full 100 and just played dumb and been like, hey, I found your wallet, man. It was empty. I'm returning it. Bloop. And that's $100 in Chris's pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, he went, hey, man, I need 20. I'm taking 20. Here's the rest of your money's in your wallet. Here's your wallet. That's a good guy move right there. You could have taken 100.
No, it's a good guy move till you took the money out of the wallet. I'm calling him a jerk once he took that money.
Really?
Because
he took the 20?
It was good Samaritan all the way till you went, and I'm keeping 20.
He went out of his way to bring the wallet to whoever lost it, to their
house. So kind. And that's part of being a good Samaritan. You don't go, but now I need something back because I was a good Samaritan. Imagine you do any kind of good Samaritan move. Are you expecting something back for that? No.
No.
Otherwise, you're not a good Samaritan. You're just doing it because something's
selfish.
In it for you.
You're selfish.
Like maybe Chris drove, if we're going to assume, maybe Chris drove to that guy's house and went, I hope he gives me money. And then he on the way there, he's like, nah, I'm just going to take it out and just let him know. Because he's like, well, I told him on his Ring cam, so he knows.
And that's what kind of justifies it for me. I know it's backwards. I know it is completely trash backwards justification. But the fact that he was like, hey, man, I'm taking 20.
No. Still
no,
makes him shady.
Still, oh, man. He could have taken the full 100. I'm standing on it.
Okay. All right. 414-533-1037. Somebody said, heaven forbid he looks at the driver's license, finds the home address, and sends it in the mail as a package. What if the guy doesn't even live there anymore?
Now you got to pay for postage, bro? Now you're sending stuff? Well, now I got to get an envelope, a stamp? Nah.
Yes.
I'm going to just drive it.
Postage is work.
I'm going to just drive it over and keep it 20.
It's cheaper, but it's work to mail. I mean, I don't even know how to mail anything anymore, honestly. What side does the stamp go on?
Do I need a padded envelope to mail this wallet, ma'am?
How much is... I don't even know what a stamp costs anymore. They like, still, honest to God.
We still got forever stamps out here?
That's a hell of a pull. The forever stamps. Somebody bought 1,000 of those, and they're still using them today. And if you know, you know.
Me.
Okay?
I still got forever stamps. I was asking for me. I'm sticking to it, though, dog. Not the jerk.
All right. What do you guys think? You can text or you can call our number, and we're going to talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Chris wants to know if he's the jerk because he found a wallet outside of the bars. He picked it up. It had $100 in it. So the next day he drove it to the guy's house and told the guy on the Ring cam, I'm keeping 20 for driving it here. Here's your wallet. Is he the jerk for keeping the money?
Man, entitled.
Yes.
Entitled. But not the jerk. Bro, because think about it. He found it after a night out. You telling me you had $100 of somebody else's money in your pocket and you ain't blown not a bag of it? And then the next morning you go, 20 for gas, my boy. I ain't spending your money.
It doesn't make you a saint because you didn't spend the $100 you found as somebody else's money. It makes you not a thief. And that's about it. Okay?
Fair.
It's not, like you said, entitled. But Shannon is in West Milwaukee. So let's go to the phones, DZ, because you and I are going to fight about this all day.
Yeah, we'll fight all day. We'll go back and forth. But let's just go to the phones. Good morning,
Hi,
Shannon.
Hi, Shannon.
Good morning. Love you guys.
We love you back.
Love you too. All right. What do you think? Jerk or not the jerk?
Jerk?
I'm going to say jerk because here. Okay. First of all, yes, the person lost the money. Okay. Or lost
wallet.
The
wallet. Yeah.
But it was the person's choice to drive it to the person's house the next day. The person that lost it, they didn't know they lost it, obviously. But still, I mean, the $100 in there, the guy shouldn't have touched it at all.
I agree. It's one thing to be like, I'll take the ID to find out, you know, who you are and help you. But it's another to be like, well, and now I'm going to take some of the money.
Exactly. And not only that, I mean, leave it up to the person.
To give you the reward.
Okay, hey, you know, because he could have been like, oh, hey, thank you for finding my wallet. You know what? I'm going to give you $40.
Here's 20. Here's 40 for the trouble. Thank you.
Karma would have treated you nicer had you been nicer. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I'm following.
I'm going to say jerk.
Oh, Shannon standing on business says jerk. You shouldn't have touched the money at all.
Say less. Yeah. All right.
And because he could have handed it to the bar where he found it.
True.
And he could have went in and been like, hey, I found this outside.
Yeah, but now you want him to be reasonable when he's been drinking. And
and then all of a sudden, you give it to the bar. The guy has never been in that bar. They're going to look inside that wallet and go, this dude got $100. Yank.
That's true.
You don't even know who's going to... Yeah, they can steal it. I'm with you.
He did the most responsible thing, but Shannon says jerk.
Well, okay,
fine. Yeah, because he gets the money.
Okay, honestly, I'm not taking
Shannon,
that. You're right.
I agree with you. Jerk all day, girl. I feel you. So thank you for calling.
Yeah, like, to me, that's like theft.
He literally
stole $100.
What do you mean, like? It is theft. You took it out of somebody's wallet, whether you drove it there or not. It is theft.
But he admitted it immediately. He borrowed
which
20.
Which makes him kind of a good person.
By telling the guy, hey, I drove it, but I took 20.
Shannon kicks us off, man. Yeah, she says awesome. Jerk. All right.
All right. Well, thank you, Shannon.
You're welcome. Bye.
Have a great day.
Let's hit up Rico next in Milwaukee and see what he thinks. Hi, Rico.
Morning.
Hi, good morning. Wepa.
Wepa, wepa. Man,
good
what's
morning.
Up?
Good morning.
All right. So what do you think?
I'm going not the jerk, okay? If you made the effort to go all the way to this guy's house, out of your way, you struggling for gas. I mean, you know, if he grabs a 20 and he tells a guy, I think it's all hunky-dory. I mean, you know, it might not be the situation all where he was bad for that. But no, he's not the jerk for at least making the effort. Mm-hmm. I mean, some people are just... take the old hundo and throw the wallet.
Leave it on the ground. I swear, yeah. Man. I'm on your
side. At least he didn't take the full amount, and at least he admitted that he took $20.
Yep. There was effort to be a good person. He even drove the
ID. Yeah, there was effort to be a good person.
I mean,
he still
Rico.
A good Samaritan for it.
No. This is like, if it, again, we've used the scale quite a bit today. If it was a scale of 1 to 10, good person, bad person, good being a 10, he got to an 8.5, and then he screwed himself over by taking the guy's money.
That's a passing grade.
I'd say about 9.5.
I'm with Rico. 9.5.
It's like an A-.
Yeah, I mean, there's a 5% chance that it could have been a little bit better. I mean...
But he got as close to the good as he could. You feel me?
Exactly.
He got
you know,
as close to the good
effort.
As he could.
Listen to yourself.
Exactly.
He tried to be a good person. He got an A- in good person.
Don't you take
exactly, you know, check plus. A star on the board. I mean...
A check plus. My boy, don't you take that answer from Rico. We're split.
Fine.
Yep.
Bye, Rico.
Appreciate you.
Bye.
50-50.
I mean, fine. Okay, now we're split. Let's go to Amy and Muskego, and she's something else. So
tie
I can't
breaker.
Wait for this one.
Can't touch this.
Good morning.
Good morning, Amy. You're the
tiebreaker. Jinx.
Listen, Christopher, don't be a Richard. That is a Richard move.
Y'all know what Richard's nickname is, bro. Chill out.
Course,
yeah, exactly. Don't be slow this morning, everybody, okay? So,
don't be a Richard. So you're saying
don't be slow. And don't be slow.
He is She's a saying, jerk. Catch up. Bro, why are you all following this man's ring camera? Oh, by the way, I'm just going to take 20.
just because you think you're being an honest person.
You shouldn't even said anything. Right.
Yeah.
I get it, but I can only imagine how he said it. Well, I mean, looked directly into that camera and was like, yep, I'm just going to spot myself a 20 here. And turn around and all the whole walk off and everything. And I bet he looked back at least twice. Like, come on now.
One for each 10.
Gas is expensive, but it's not $20 in gas he drove to that guy's. There's no way. I mean, what did he go to, lacrosse?
Okay, now, no. We don't know how far he went. We have no clue. It could have been to lacrosse.
Chris, he needs to tell us how far did you go. We need this.
We got an update from Chris.
No, because, Amy, even if he said I went from Milwaukee to Pewaukee, I'd be like, no, denied. Still, you don't get $20 out of that guy's wallet. No.
No, that's just... How would you feel if that was done to you?
I'd
How
be okay
would
you with
feel?
It.
You know what I mean?
I would genuinely be okay with that. I got to be honest. Yes, I would, because in the grand scheme,
you're a good person because I love my money.
You brought my wallet to me. You self-admittedly said, "Hey, man, I'm taking 20 out." Now the mystery's gone, because when I look at my wallet later, had Chris not said nothing, I'd have been like, "Dang, somebody stole $20 out of my wallet." No, now I go, "Oh no, that was Chris lying 20 out of my wallet because he brought my wallet back to me. I'm good with that. Chris told me that's my boy."
You ain't never gonna see this man again, probably in life. But no,
I was waiting for Amy's little giggle there after you told your point. It's like we're in a courtroom and somebody giggled.
Right.
one of the jury members scoffed at me, bro. They said, "This guy."
You trying it. You trying. I'm going to give the effort. I'm going to give the effort on it. Look, but no, he's a jerk.
Amy, we agreed. It's a 9.5, an A- for effort.
Yes.
For being a good Samaritan. We're there.
I mean, I think we're down to just an A. Not even an A-.
A, B like, now, man.
I told
right.
you. It was an A. What did I give him? An 8 or 7.5? Yes,
yeah.
He got a B for me. That was all. All right, Amy, thank you for calling.
You're
we appreciate you.
I love you guys.
We love you back. Let me hold 20.
Of course she did it when you said that. What's wrong with you? Unbelievable.
I'm just taking out your wallet.
You crazy. Stop it. Okay, the consensus is jerk, okay?
Yeah,
sorry,
jerk.
Rico. Sorry, DZ. You cannot take $20 out of the wallet you found just for driving it there. Sorry, not sorry.
I tried.
Mm-hmm, you sure did. Okay, we now have to give away Lil Wayne tickets. I did this yesterday.
You just excited about Weezy. It's okay. First things first, it's The Hills Has Eyes.
Thank you. I love your spooky laugh. The Hills Has Eyes in Franklin at The Rock. We're giving away 4 tickets right now, and then... They have arrived. I got the message. They have arrived at the radio station.
They hear
the first small women's business that we're highlighting this month, because it's small women's business month. So we're having someone on every week for Women's Wednesday. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Allie and DZ.
Buenos dias, wepa.
Buenos dias, DZ. I am so excited. It is officially happening. October, if you don't know this, is Women's Small Business Month, DZ. And so this month, we are going to do something on Wednesdays, Women Wednesdays, I like to call it. Mm-hmm. And yes, I am behind all of it. Shocking. But DZ, I love you because you step up and you were all about this when we said we were going to be highlighting local businesses for small Women's Business Month.
Oh, yeah, I'm about that life, 100%.
Mm-hmm. And I had selected a few of my own later in the month. We came up with a couple we like together. And then you said, "Hold on, Allie, I've got one for you. It's brand new in my neighborhood. It's female owned. I don't even know if they've opened yet. Let me pop in." And that is how it came about that the ladies from Batter and Mac have entered the studio. Good morning, Brittany and Casey. How are you?
Good, good. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, you guys already have one restaurant, Batter and Mac, in Menominee Falls, and DZ spotted you because you are now opening your second location in Bayview, which is super exciting. And I'm not going to lie, ladies, I thought it was mac and cheese at first. I thought it was mac and cheese.
Thank you. Oh, no, thank you. Thank you.
We
thank
actually,
you.
We had a, person. No, you're not. We actually, at Menominee Falls, we have a giant neon sign that says Mac is for Macaron. And then now in Bayview, we actually had a giant Macaron macaron painted on the outside of the building.
So they eliminate know it's for the macaroons or macarons. Yes. Am I saying it
I was
going to
say, now the next problem is pronounced macaron?
Macaron.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, macaroon with two O's is actually a completely different cookie. It's a little drop coconut cookie.
What
it's
is
macaron? Wait. But it's, I feel like our Wisconsin accent, we say macaroon, and the, I say macaroon, so it's okay.
Okay.
I know what you're talking about.
My five-year-old will correct you, though.
She will, though. She will.
Well, I mean, when all you know is batter and mac, the macaron in mac, you got to know how to pronounce that correctly. So anybody that didn't know, it's macaron.
Oh, wow. So there is no mac and cheese in the building. We are baking. We are baking.
Maybe April Fool's Day. I don't know.
So wait, how did you guys start in Menominee Falls? It says family owned. Are you guys related or friends?
We're sisters.
It's a family affair.
And then our mom is also involved.
Really?
She basically just comes in and takes donuts.
I love your mom.
Love you.
She's getting a return on her investment. That's what she's doing.
Exactly. It's like a lot of donuts, but we'll get there.
I love this.
DZ, tell me how you officially, you walked in to their brick and mortar, their shop in Bayview. What happened?
Okay, so my wife, shout out to my wife, Erin, is actually the catalyst because we've been living in Bayview for a number of years. We've seen the location that you guys are currently in go through a couple changes, you know, some more historic than others, but we were sad when it officially closed. And then all of a sudden my wife goes, Poppy, my God, oh, they're opening up a new place. They're doing a soft open on Saturday. And we were busy, so we couldn't get down. But we found out through Facebook that you guys were doing like a soft opening of Batter and Mac. Had, what was it, like 200 donuts or something from the location in Menominee Falls, which didn't last, by the way, because they were packed.
And their mom came.
Yes.
Right. Took maybe half of those, but we ain't going out, mom. We ain't going out, mom.
If there are donuts, she's there.
But she goes, listen, this new place is opening up. And I went down the rabbit hole of, okay, so who's going to own it? What's going on? Mm-hmm. You know, oh, they already got a location. Where's the other location? Have I heard of them? And then found out, boom, women owned, women operated, women run, women strong. And I went, Allie, hey, just so you know, there's a location opening. I don't think they're open because they had a soft opening over the weekend, but I can pop by, see if they're there, see if I could talk to them in person.
I said, great. So I messaged them on Insta. You popped in and you met them. You met Brittany and Casey at Batter and Mac in Bayview, right?
Oh, not just them. I met whoever they were interviewing, too, because I interrupted them, bruh.
Yeah, we locked the door now. So.
Thank you. That's actually a really, really good idea to lock the door. So then people like me don't just walk in.
Did you think he wanted a job? Or?
Yeah, I don't know. Actually, on Saturday when we were there, we had so many people who were like, hey, are you hiring? So I was like, maybe.
Check back in a week.
Right.
But I interrupted an interview to try to get this interview. And I was like, I guess, you know, it's for a good cause. So I'm sorry to interrupt your interview, but hopefully we get one out of this.
Yeah.
Well, serendipitous, as she said.
Ladies, I'm so happy you came by because it's Women's Small Business Month. And so DZ found you. And now I know about you and everybody else. And now I'm looking at your menu and I see things from pastries, and muffins and cinnamon rolls and cakes they do, DZ. They do everything. So I want to start at the top and just know who taught you how to bake? This is what is it your mom?
Sure.
No?
Don't lie. No. We keep it a buck here.
Tell us the truth.
So we just learned from experience and just loving to bake. We jokingly and professionally like to say that we learned from the school of YouTube.
YouTube University.
Yeah, we went to pastry school on YouTube.
Yeah.
And business school on YouTube.
Yeah.
That's amazing, though. Like, I think people need to take note that you can do anything you want on YouTube. You can renovate a house or you can open a restaurant. And Brittany and Casey, I mean, they're opening their second location, which means the first one's doing just fine.
That part, you know? Indeed. And I do gotta ask, because it's something that I personally want to do. I want to own my own business one day. What was the catalyst that made you guys go, okay, let's open it up? Because a hobby's a hobby. You can learn whatever you want. Like we said, YouTube University will make you a master of everything. What made y'all want to master this?
So we both started our own home-based businesses, and then I was doing wedding cakes and birthday cakes. Casey was doing macarons. And when you have that kind of business and you're trying to get into like the event space, you really need to be in a licensed kitchen. So we ended up taking over a tiny 300-square-foot space in Menominee Falls that just happened to have like really good rent, to be honest. Like, that was that catalyst. Took that over, turned that into a commercial kitchen, and as we opened that, this bakery in the falls called Nino's closed. So it just kind of was this luck that, like, as we closed, we became the only bakery. bakery in town, but we were operating out of 300 square feet, so like couldn't meet the demand.
It's not much. Yeah.
So like took over another space, did a whole build out there. Just kind of listening to the community and what the community is looking for, like that Nino's had closed, so they needed a place to get bread. They needed a place to get donuts. They needed a place to get hot ham and rolls.
They were filling the void.
Yeah, and literally. So we just like responded to those needs. And then the space in Bayview, the new landlord actually reached out and said, hey, we think you'd be a good fit. Because we do a lot of stuff like community-based charitable stuff.
True.
So
nice.
He thought we'd be a great fit in Bayview. And we went and looked at the space and we were like, you know, we thought a second space was like 5 years out, but how can we pass this opportunity up? And jumped in and now we're going to figure it out.
We're going to do it. We just have a hard time saying no. So someone walks in and is like, can you make donuts? Sure. Can you make ham and rolls? Sure.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Do you want this space?
Wait.
Sure.
Hold on. Ham and rolls is one of your specialties.
Yeah.
I am in. You had me at hot ham. Yeah. I am so in, ladies.
That's been a void. Speaking of filling voids, that was one of the voids that the old business that closed did on Sundays. They did hot ham and rolls, family style. And everybody was big sad about it. Appreciate y'all bringing it back.
Yeah, honestly, we have so many texts right now about you guys. Let me read a few. Somebody texted in and said, their crookie is the best. Somebody said, we love Casey. She taught a macaron baking class I attended.
Aww.
So you guys teach classes?
Yeah, our space in the falls, we have a teaching kitchen. So you can come take baking and cooking classes.
That's
well,
cool.
Yeah. DZ, when do we start?
I want to learn how to make macarons, not macaroons.
Me too.
Why not both?
I mean, if you offer.
I've actually never made a macaroon with the two
either.
O's.
I don't I don't like coconuts, so I've never thought to make them.
DZ and I learned a macaroon and a macaron are two different things.
Right.
And batter and mac, your business stands for batter and macaron, not macaroon, people. And there is no mac and cheese, for the record.
Maybe on April Fool's.
That'd actually be funny.
Yeah.
A mac and cheese flavored macaron.
Okay, you've gone too far.
Let it go.
I don't know. So I'm going to just deny that.
Sorry.
We can move on.
And this is why it's women owned and not DZ owned.
Yep. Somebody else texted in and said, yes, I love batter and mac. And then Natalie of Menominee Falls texted in and said, hi, ladies. We love you in Menominee Falls and hope you do just as well in Bayview. I love the love that you guys are getting right now.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys, thank you so much for coming in. I wish we could have you on more, but I just wanted a chance to highlight you and tell everybody about you. And it's Women's Small Business Month. Brittany and Casey, I mean, DZ, should we ask them to stay? Or what do you have any more questions?
They seem like busy ladies, but it's like, I feel like we haven't even dipped into the menu. We haven't dipped into the opening of the new location in Bayview. I'm like, we still got things to ask.
Hold on. Just ladies, hold on. Don't go anywhere. Please, will you stay for a second?
Yeah. Fine.
Okay, good. Thank you. Good morning. It's Allie and DZ.
Buenos dias, huepa.
Buenos dias. I am loving this segment every Wednesday now. We're going to be celebrating Women's Small Business Month. And DZ, I appreciate you because you found this one for me that we have on today. From Batter and Mac in Menominee Falls and now opening a second location in Bayview right by DZ's house.
Neighbors. Hey, neighbors.
Neighbors. Brittany and Casey, welcome back to the show. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Now, we found out so much during the commercials about you two. One, we found out, well, we already knew you were sisters.
Yeah.
But then, how many siblings do you guys have?
Well, we always have to double check our math. There are 8 of us.
8 total siblings.
Yes.
And are all of you guys involved in Batter and Mac in some way?
Majority are. Some are come and go. Like, we have a 14-year-old brother who helps with doing dishes on weekends when he decides to wake up.
Shout out the bus boy brother.
And then we've got, like, another sister who's in college who comes and works on the weekends.
Nice.
And, like, another sister who comes in and out with baking and everything. So it's kind of a nice family affair.
Yeah.
I'm blown away that you guys were self-taught. I mean, we talked to them about how they've taught themselves to bake on YouTube. They learned how to run a business on YouTube. It's amazing what you can do with the internet. And now you guys are thriving. What has been the biggest learning curve for you guys? What was the biggest shocker?
Great question.
I think we didn't realize how much really goes into like having a place licensed.
The licensing stuff.
Yeah, like, like learning all of the ins and outs of like inspections and health code and building code and fire code and electrical code and boiler code and elevator code. We didn't even have an elevator, but we had to have an elevator
inspector. We had to get an elevator inspector.
With no elevator.
We did not have an elevator.
And then, so that was all just like, you don't realize what's going on behind the scenes to get a place open.
Yeah.
You know, it's not really as simple as just like, I have this idea, I'm going to make it happen. There's so much that goes into it that you don't realize.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
That was a big learning experience.
Well, and not to mention, you know, you guys would like to open, I'd assume, sooner than later. So do we have an idea? I know there's, you know, red tape to get through. There's some things to do, logistics, like you were just
speaking
on.
For the Bayview one?
But for the Bayview location, when can I be first in line? That's my question.
Well, our target had originally been the 19th. I think now we're probably looking at the following week, just because things are, you know, like when one domino falls, the rest of them kind of fall. Like
it's a
one
process.
Thing gets delayed, and that creates a ripple effect, and then staff can't start right away. So I think it'll probably be the following week now.
Well, and to get the elevator inspected, that doesn't exist.
Yeah. We have to actually install the elevator and in our single story building, and then get it inspected. Yes.
Okay, so wait, ladies, where is your location in Menominee Falls, and where's the one in Bayview? You guys, talk to me like I'm fine. Because I know that both areas.
Yeah, so the Menominee Falls one, it's like that little jingle, like Main Street and Menominee Falls.
Yep.
Remember Ernie Von Schlaefer? Yeah.
I sure do.
That's how old we are. Yep.
We're right off of Appleton Avenue and Main Street in downtown Menominee Falls.
Right next to Harvey Moyes, the iconic Harvey Moyes. Yep. Yes.
Say less.
Say less, Jinx. I was thinking, now I know. Okay. And then where's the one in Bayview that DZ found?
It is off of Oklahoma Avenue, kind of by like 1100 East Oklahoma. There's a Euro stand right next to us.
Yep.
The park is right there.
It's in between the Eurostand and the park, basically.
Yeah, less.
like smudge right in between the two. You don't pass one and you don't pass the other without seeing Batter and Mac.
Yeah.
And we learned that Batter and Mac is batter and macaron, not even macaroon. A macaron is a different type of cookie.
Yes.
Right, ladies?
Yeah. Yeah, we just, I call macarons Macs. I've called them that since I started making them. And so that's just what we call the business with. I like to say, like, Rocket Baby doesn't sell rockets or babies, but everybody knows that they're a bakery.
Fair.
So eventually, people will just catch on that it's for macaron.
Yeah. And we caught on quick.
We did. Tell the story of how you went in to get, you wanted to get donuts and you made your own self mad because you, the hot ham.
Oh, well, okay, yeah, man. So this was from back in the day. And again, I got to thank you guys for bringing the hot ham and rolls back, because the Sunday tradition can continue in Bayview now with you guys back in town, right? Mm. But one day I went in there before they had opened. This was when it was still another establishment
place.
In a different place. And it's so busy on the weekends. I hope you guys are prepared for what y'all have started and what the community has been missing. I don't know how many pounds of ham or rolls that they went through, but I could tell you was in triple quadruple digits. I swear. I promise you.
Ham is so good.
The line used to be out the door. I walked in there once on accident just trying to get some donuts, and then I ended up being like number 47 in line just to get some donuts, because I was behind everybody, Meemaw and Papa, trying to get some dang hot rolling ham. Man, but
I don't blame them.
No disrespect. Now I just knew though, and Sundays are going to be big days for y'all. I just want y'all to know for real.
Oh, we already have the anxiety about it.
Yeah.
So
I didn't mean to amplify. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're lucky that we're having a lot of the previous night shift bread bakers want to come back.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've been kind of preparing us. Because I was like, oh, you know, we do like 100 pounds or so in the falls of ham on a Sunday. And they were like, no, like 400 here. I was oh my God, that's
hold
like
on.
Allie.
That's so much ham.
You said, excuse me,
Allie.
I think that was Brittany, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
so you're telling me you sell 100 pounds in the falls, but in Bayview they're expecting 400 pounds of hot hams every single Sunday?
That is what our bakers are telling us. And so if you think about that, if there's 400 pounds and each pound comes with 6 rolls.
Ooh.
2,400 rolls.
That's a lot of rolls.
That's a lot of bread. That's a lot of ham.
And you guys make the rolls too?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Luckily, we have all these wonderful people who want to come back.
Yeah.
Did you hear her sneak in the fact that she said overnight bakers?
Yeah.
Is baking a 24/7 deal? What's going on?
When it's at this scale,
what time do you guys? Okay. I need to know, because everybody always wants to know our schedule. schedule, screw that. What time do you guys get up? What time do you have to start baking? Because, and you're a nurse too, Brittany. I can't even. I mean, right now. Seriously, tell me about your average day.
Yeah, so usually if it's like during the week, bakers and like, you know, we get there around 4 in the morning because we want those fresh croissants every morning when we open at 7. So
yes,
the flour pours at 4.
And then as of right now, we get there around 2 on Sundays for hot ham and rolls, so we can start making the fresh rolls.
2 a.m.
2 a.m., yeah.
That's overnight. You know people are still awake from the day, right?
People are getting back from going out. Yeah, people are going to work.
I'm on the road going to work while there are people coming back home from the bar.
Wow.
But, you know, we got to have, it's everything's
it's
fresh.
Be fresh.
Everything
right?
has to be fresh. And then the new space, we actually will have overnight bakers who will start almost like they'll do third shift and they'll start a lot of the prep.
Wow. Yeah. Y'all hiring? I want to be an overnight baker. This sounds cool.
You walked in on our interview that one day.
Right.
So.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's right. I interrupted work.
But he found you. He found you.
He did.
So
and
we're
here
talking
we are.
To Brittany and Casey, sisters who own Batter and Mac. They own one in Menominee Falls and soon to be open one in Bayview. And we know because DZ walked in while they were trying to interview future employees and interrupted the interview. Sorry about that.
Sorry. Sorry, not sorry, because it got y'all here, so I don't feel that bad.
Dude, thank you guys so much for coming in. I cannot wait to try your hot ham and rolls on Sundays. I mean, I might just drive to Menominee Falls until the Bayview one opens, DZ, to go get some.
I feel
is there
that.
Is there anything else you wanted to ask, DZ? Because I know later I'm going to be mad I didn't ask them like 25 questions.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, there's a Rolodex of questions in my head, but the one that I keep coming back to is go-to item for two-parter, go-to item on the menu for you guys, and then go-to item y'all have noticed from the customer. Because somebody said crookie in the text. I'm going to try the crookie, but I want to hear from the goats themselves.
Mm. I love our chocolate chip cookie.
Ooh. Mm. Okay.
It's like a
okay.
big, puffy, soft, gooey cookie.
Ooh. Classic. She's a classic kind of yeah. gal. Uh-huh.
I love the Scotcheroo, the classic Midwest dessert of like the Krispies with the peanut butter, and then you got like the butterscotch and chocolate chip on top.
Mm.
Please
what?
Tell me, Dizzy, you look like you didn't know what a Scotcheroo
was. I don't know what a
Scotcheroo
is.
I don't either, Casey.
You lost me.
My heart.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no. Well, have to bring you some because
Allie? Oh no, we They're don't so know bad. What they are. We gotta try what? Them from you guys
for
oh.
science.
Thank you.
Hold on, what is a Scotcheroo? I can't leave until I
so
know.
It's like the base is like a Rice Krispie treat kind of, but it's not made with marshmallow. It's made with like peanut butter.
Okay,
and then so it's chewy. And then the topping is a melted combination of butterscotch chips and chocolate chips. And so it's like a bar. It's very
it's like chocolate and peanut buttery goodness.
I just Googled. Yeah. I love these things. Yeah. They're so good.
They're really
good.
Oh,
yeah.
They're like a very classic called. Midwestern.
DZ, like, you know these the second you see them.
Nope, I sure don't. I still got to try them. I have no idea what y'all are talking about. I'm going to need y'all to bring some in for me. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Aw, well, thank you so much for being our first business this month that we are highlighting for women. Women's Small Business Month. Congrats to you and your sister and your family for growing Batter and Mac, and I hope it just keeps growing, and one day you'll be back, but you won't be a small business. You'll be too large to be on this segment. See,
I'm
how
hearing
about that?
Franchise.
Ding, ding. I'm hearing DZ has one of the franchises.
Batter and Mac by DZ? What? Hey, don't tell me.
For me. Thank you, ladies. Seriously.
Thank you
for coming
us.
In.
Thank you.
Anyone you want to shout out that we didn't, besides the bakers and all the people that help you run this
yeah.
business?
Just like our team, we've got, I think at the shop today, we have Jessica and Rachel and our front of house staff who are just like holding it down in the falls while we can focus on getting Bayview up. We really appreciate our awesome staff.
Yeah. Oh, there's nothing more. I'm sure business owners can relate to that where they can feel that you just need a staff that you can trust to run things while you're not there. So I'm happy you guys found that. That's great.
That part.